One time we went down to New Waverly. It's now about 15 miles from Huntsville. And you're too young to remember him even. Colonel John Thomason was the son of a doctor, medical doctor here, and he was in World War I, a professional Marine all of his life, and he wrote stories, Saturday Evening Post, and he wrote books back to Attila C. Swan, and a number of books, and he illustrated his own. We had to wait one day for his younger brother to get his horse because John was painting a picture of the horse and he wanted to sit him that day, so we had to wait. And we went down New Waverly about 15 miles and got down there at noon. We didn't have any food with us. We went to we were getting pretty doggone hungry. Went into Hill's store and I introduced myself, and Mr. Hill says, "You didn't need to introduce yourself. I knew you were Irvin Gibbs' son. You look too much like your daddy." And we bought stuff on a credit, and Sunday we went down there, took a ride every Sunday after church in the afternoon, and went by to pay Mr. Hill for the food he'd given me on credit. I used to visit in country homes all the time.
How did you travel like that from home?
Horseback.
And what did you call the things you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
And when you're riding horseback, the things that you...
Reins.
Is that the same thing that if you were plowing that you would
have? Yeah, except shorter.
Would you call them reins?
Bridle rein. That's a bridle rein. The other reins were harness reins. But of course we went in cars later on. Our first car we had was a 1916 model bought in 1915. 7-passenger Cadillac. And my father loved people, and mother did too. We never went anywhere without a full car of people. Early in life, we had carriages, of course, and buggies.
What were they like?
The carriage seated about six people. Usually the driver was up on a higher platform. And the carriages were enclosed with glasses so that you protect you from the weather. The buggy had just, it was a one-seated affair, held two or three people, and then they had curtains all around it, and a cloth top, and then a storm curtain in front. Well, your reins came through a slot in the storm curtain, and the flap covered, so they didn't come in there either. And the front of it was a dashboard, and in the dashboard was your whipstock. What little pocket to hold the whip.
Oh, buggy, how many horses?
Sometimes one, sometimes two.
With two, you call a pair or what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it had one, would it have those two long pieces of wood on the front?
Yeah, called shavs.
And what about
And the two, you called it a tongue. T-U-N-G.
Well, between the shavs or the tongue and the dash, was there a piece of wood there?
Mm-hmm. They were the single trees and double tree. If you had a double hookup,